Blog Talk Radio.
Granite planet. Oh, you don't even have to listen to the dulcet sound of my tone of voice tonight, because this, after nearly 15 years, yes, woo, we are celebrating 15 years on blogtalkradio.com. Amazing, isn't it? As of November 1st or November 2nd, because I went on the air a week after All Hallows Eve, November 8th. 2023, and there is just so much to present to you tonight that you do not have to listen. You don't have to listen to me and the sound of my tone. Boy. Oh, got my little black tarantula here. The little tarantula by my side. If you don't call in during the show, and I know you're not going to because the switchboard isn't up, you know what that means? You're going to have to torture your way through Nightfall, old-time radio show Nightfall, about one of my scariest subjects, being buried alive. You're also going to have to listen to Halloween prank calls, since nobody likes to call into the show. It's going to be a prank call. East of the Great Lakes and west of the Erie Lakes. All right, that's Erie Lake. Yeah, not Erie Lakes. So I'm trying to get, they can't see this, but this, after 15 years, we are also live on video. Woo-hoo! I leap into the year 2023, almost 2024, with the new technology. Wanted to be something different. It's 15 years is a very long time, and it will be 15 years on November 8th that we have been on the air at blogtalkradio.com, Miss-X, and as always, don't forget the hyphen, and thank you so much to those that have listened from the beginning, and there are some of you who have, the loneliest, the dateless, the loserless that listen to this show. We love you. It is a show for people that have no dates and go nowhere on a Friday night, because it is Friday night 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this now dark night planet. And I love that it's getting cold out. Oh, it's getting lovely and cold out again. And like I said, you can't see it on the radio, but you can see it on the video.
I am finding the closest color to my hair in order to color it. Color to your hair and to color it. This is the closest one I could find, you know, because it's kind of dark. It's the closest shade.
Did you hear that noise? I just put it down.
Close.
Oh, there's a little tarantula. Black tarantula almost fell off. And that's what I have been saying in real life, by the way, at real scary creatures that I've been seeing this past week. Ooh, that's what I say when you see them. But, I mean, they're outdoors creatures, but I don't want to get into that. It's just too scary. It's the closest that I could find. This I had, you know, to get the color of my hair in order to color it again. Because after 15 years, even Miss X is getting old. Older. Do you reckon there's a main squeeze? That's me. It's going into our 3,000th year. So we did have to get some little hair coloring done. We're trying to anyway. And I know you didn't tune in to hear this. You tuned in to hear all the paranormia. Because this is the paranormia paranormal show. But I did want to mention that I simply could have colored this hair and gotten the correct shade or the closest shade that I could find by simply cutting off a piece of my hair. Duh! Instead, I'm like scrounging around for the old piece of hair before I finally realized that I could simply could have went and cut off another piece. Okay, we're not cutting off another piece now. Speaking of, as I said, we're not getting any callers as usual. So, since you night owls are out there night owling around, listen to this instead. This person is trying to get a Halloween costume. Happy Halloween as we kick off Halloween season here on Night Owls Radio. Nice cool air. Should I open the door and broadcasting live from the old wooden shack? There's the squeaky door. And here's the great and wonderful shadows from the tree. The tree leaves, dark shadows are out. And like I said, I don't have to do the talking on the show tonight because there is so much to play for you, my little darling. So many things to play. And up next, the wacky story of the week. Matt, do you remember this? The wacky story of the week.
We should do every week, and I still try to do it regularly. I, Miss X, am going to be in the direct path. Oh, this is so exciting. The direct path now of the April 2024 total eclipse. Total black eclipse in which the entire sky is going to go black. It will be daytime during the day, but the sky will go black for approximately 4 minutes, so they say. And, you know, I just heard from a weather woman, meteorologist this week. She was very helpful because I took a meteorology course as an elective when I was doing my many, many college degrees. I went out to Montana when I was working out at Malmstrom Air Force Base, and I took my little meteorology book with me because I was in school at the same time. So anyway, she was very helpful, but we did not talk about the eclipse. That's not what I discussed with her. But this eclipse, oh man, yeah, it's going to last about 4 minutes, and I'm going to be directly in the path. Now, I would not go out and get those crazy, crazy glasses that they always tell you to go out and get, you know, the, what are they called? Eclipse glasses that they've been talking about. This is going to be, they've been talking about since like the 1950s. The last time there was a total eclipse was in the year 1806 on your planet Earth, 1806. And this eclipse is scheduled to occur April 8th, 2024. It's going to be such a big event in the cities, okay? And in one of the cities where I am along the Erie Lake, didn't the Erie Lake finally get something good now? It's such an attraction that in total human fashion, they're making a big attraction out of this. They're having the visitors bureaus getting in on it, talking about people coming to hotels, making money off of the total eclipse. I'm not for making money off of total eclipse, by the way. Now, here is, there's got to be a sad part, doesn't there? There has to be a down part of this. I was all excited until I really started reading your wacky story of the week about the eclipse. I was all happy, all excited. But this eclipse with the darkness was going to be very dramatic. The very dramatic part of the so-called total eclipse may not be seen as a total eclipse when you have cloudy skies. Dang it! The cloudy skies of April again. April showers bring me flowers. You know, I mean, I am now over half a century old. My birthday is 10-10, October 10th. In a few days, it's going to be my birthday. And this has always, and I do mean always, been cloudy skies, except for 1 year when there was an eclipse. And even when the sun was so bright that day, I still didn't see the eclipse. This was going to be totally different. Just as I predicted that there would be a tornado the night that there was a tornado warning in August, less than 2 months ago, I'm the one that said, I've lived through all these tornado warnings since I was, 5 years old? And now over half a century old, over 50 years of age, and yet I knew this was going to be the tornado, and I was right. It was an F1 tornado. Be sure to listen to that show, by the way. On Night Owls Radio, blogtalkradio.com, Miss X. It's right there in the archives. Live footage of me in F1. I was right in the path of the F1 tornado. After midnight, oh, it was scary too because it was after midnight. So it was all dark out. you know, normally these tornadoes are during the day. This one was at night because there's nothing normal and nothing regular about this planet we live on called Earth. So hopefully it will not be another cloudy day. On eclipse day, April 8th, 2024, in the year 2024, makes me want to sing that song, but I'm not allowed to because it's copyrighted. April 8th, 2024. Mark your calendars to find out if you're in the path of the total eclipse. This is when it totally covers the sun. The yellow sun. We're going to get into now. Oh, man. It's scary, Tom. No. This is going to be kind of hard for you. And for me, anyway, to be filming in the dark. Because turn off all your lights now. Because the show can only be heard in the dark. As we've been telling you since 2008, you can only hear the show in the dark. So as long as you are at home or in a safe space, turn off all the lights now, all the lights, because the following will only be heard if you are sitting in the dark, because it's so intimate, peaceful, and wonderful to sit in the dark. Tonight, we have for you old-time radio show Nightfall, featuring the episode of fear, a basic human fear, buried alive. Oh, man, that's going to be scary. Yeah, it is going to be scary because we are getting up into the midnight hour now. Buried alive.
You up into the midnight hour, blogtalkradio.com, this-hyphen.
What's a little thing? Oh, yes, yes. today am I. My poor, bereaved widow should just have to console herself with half a $1 million. But until she is found mysteriously murdered and penniless, well, I can't blame a murder on someone who's already dead, can they? Poor Rose. Yeah, it's too bad. She's losing her love. I should be along soon with that idiot Phil to dig me up. In the dark, the fluorescent pilot is watched almost blinding. Let's see. Only an hour left. And then I'll hear Rose's soft, innocent voice. But he's to come.
No, stop that. No. Not here.
Why not? Want you.
Not in Santini's bed.
Forget him.
What kind of show is that?
That oxygen.
My old friend. You bitch. I'll get you.
You don't use that kind of language on this show. I thought this was old-time radio.
And they'll go and get people. And then we'll be together again, Rose. In jail. Oh. Wouldn't it be lovely? All day.
Yeah. And you'll never hear another human voice again.
Bitch.
Hey, what's that language? I'm switching over to the Body Snatchers instead. This one better be better. I want to use that language on this show.
Be ready for visitors.
Now you're listening to the Body Snatchers from Nightfall Radio.
Did you hear old Loxley visitors in the night? And I'm not ready for them to be
here.
You are for a webster.
Speaking of which,
I was being silly.
You didn't like any of those. I didn't either. So I'm going to switch over, man, because I told you I was going to play for you a clip. Didn't I? Yes, I did. From the haunted house. Oh, it's Halloween time. It's the month of my birth. You know what that means? Haunted houses! And this is called the world's scariest haunted house. And it's up in Michigan. And recently, the angry grandma went there. And the one scene was she was in the elevator inside this haunted house. Oh, man. That was bad. But that total claustrophobia.
They
were putting her inside that elevator.
Jackie, I'm shut. One moment. What mother's hell?
There it goes.
Shut up!
She growled. The lights are flashing on and off. White lights in the elevator. Ah! Wow, that is one scary haunted house. That was not your filthy language in it. That was a great, scary haunted house. Oh, man. You going to your haunted house?
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Hello? Wait a minute, somebody's calling in. Oh, that's great. Wait.
Hello?
Yeah, is this the Geeky John guy? Is this Geeky John calling into the show?
Hello?
Yeah, I said hi. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, what are you calling in for?
Hello?
Hello? You already said hello. Boy, you know, this is one of the reasons why I never open up the call lines. Or maybe one of the reasons why nobody ever calls the show. Now there's some other guy calling in, Billy Billy. Who's Billy Billy? Is that the next one?
Hello?
Well, you don't sound annoyed. Hello, how are you doing?
Hey there, ma'am. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm great, Billy. Are you calling in with your Halloween story? It hurt your feelers. You mean your feelings? I mean, are you okay?
I'm all right.
Oh, that's good. So you're calling in about a Halloween. Oh, did you go to a great haunted house, Billy? Little Billy?
Sure, I'd like to make an old dance for people, please.
What's that noise in the background? Because we're not like a, you know, takeout place or anything. So I think you have the wrong number, as most people do when they call Night Owls Radio, because this isn't a restaurant.
Sure, I'd like to make an old dance for people, please.
Well, no, like I said, this really is not, you know, a restaurant. We're actually looking for calls about your Halloween experiences. So, I mean, it was really nice to talk to you, though.
All right, it's great to meet you.
Well, we haven't actually met. This is just a phone call.
All right, it's great to meet you.
Okay, well, there's some real weird noise in the background there, Billy. What was that?
Damn, boy.
Oh, that was somebody in the background? I mean, this, you know what's really upset tonight? What's really upsetting is there's been such foul language on the show, and there never is on this show.
Stop being a dumbass.
Whoa, what did you say?
Stop being a dumbass.
Oh, wow. See what I mean? That's terrible.
Huh. Are you stupid or something?
No. No, Max is very intelligent. I just, you know, finished my MBA.
Oh, only a dumbass would be mad over something like this.
Well, no, not mad. I'm just, you know, wondering, like, what's the deal with the call? Like, what exactly are you calling about? Weird.
Okay, you know what I meant is right now. You know what I'm about to feel like the customer satisfactionis is a little below average.
Well, again, this isn't a customer satisfaction line. This isn't a call center. And it's nice that you're down there in Tennessee, Billy. Billy from Tennessee. But, you know, a lot of people in England don't understand that I'm imitating a southern accent, that there are different accents in different parts of the country. You know?
Go ahead and think about it right now.
Well, you know, I am thinking about it. I'm just sad. We have listeners all over the place. And, you know, hello?
Yes, I believe we got disconnected. I don't know what happened.
No, we're still connected, Billy. It's just I'm trying to explain to people in England that there are different accents so that there's not just one American accent. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I guess he hung up. Well, we got another call coming in. This is amazing. I think it's Tyrone.
How about I give you $20 in a wholesale box of Twinkies?
Well, I don't eat Twinkies, and what does that have to do with the show, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't understand the purpose of your call.
Okay.
This is a show about the paranormal, and these calls tonight are really proving it. What was that?
Hi.
Boo Boo? Are you talking about Boo Boo from the other show or Boo Boo like the ghost?
All right, let me hear you say it.
You want me to say what?
All right.
Say what?
All right.
What was that?
All right.
Did you enjoy the show tonight, Tyrone? Are you like, that's why you're listening in?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Great. Glad to hear it. It's the end of the show now, Tyrone. We're going to have to go. So remember what I say at the end of every show. I'll be back in the words of the immortal Sea Beast. I'll be back, and until then, happy screams.
Tyrone, where'd you go? You left. Tyrone's gone.
All right, excellent.
Oh. I wonder what the heck that was about. It's midnight. We are at the midnight hour, and that is why
our connection went out, because I took you up right into the midnight hour here on Night Owls Radio, celebrating 15 years on air, November 8th, 2023, November 8th, in the year 2023. I know it's hard to believe that a show this bad could be on the air this long. Is Tyrone still there? 15 years on the air, Tyrone. Did you hear that?
All right, excellent take.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Are you going to make me repeat what I said earlier? No, you're going to make me repeat it? Wow.